This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Get on the show here on KMOX. Amy, Kevin, Chris with you. You can find us on Twitter at the show KMOX right now, live on Facebook as well, facebook.com/KMOX1120. And there you can chat if you want. I haven't checked to see if there's anybody chatting, but you're welcome to chat with us. And I do sometimes answer if during breaks and stuff, although it's going to look weird because of the setup, but that's the way that it's going here. Amy, you had an idea, or was it Ranj? Did you have the idea here, Ranj? Or
no,
was that you, Amy?
Have no ideas.
Well, that's true, but we make you say that they're yours.
Yep.
That's right.
This was Amy's.
We assign ideas to Ranj. No, I've seen. Ranj, this was your idea.
Oh, yeah. Really? I'm so forgetful.
So I've seen these different data points and polls about dating people from the opposite political party. So here, this is from Tim Urban, who's a really interesting follow on Twitter. His handle is Wait But Why, which I really like. And it looks at the share of Democrats and Republicans who don't want their child to marry someone of the opposite party. This is from the Public Religion Research Institute. So in 1960, for reference, it was 4% for both Democrats and Republicans. 4% of Democrats and 4% of Republicans did not want their child dating someone from the opposite party. In 2018, so this isn't even, 2020 information. This is 2018 is the latest research they have on this. 45% of Democrats said they would not want their child to date someone from the opposite party. 35% of Republicans said they would not want their child to date someone in the opposite political party.
What do you think those numbers are now?
Higher.
I would think so. After COVID, after how politicized COVID got, and then you probably had mask arguments and vaccination arguments. And I wonder how many couples or what percentage of couples like this that were Democrat, Republican, how many of them had arguments in the House about whether or not one of them was going to get vaccinated or the kids over five were going to get vaccinated?
Because this is 2018, so it was 2 years into the Trump presidency.
Right.
But was pre-COVID.
Yeah. And COVID was so heavily politicized, which is going to be one of the, looking back 20, 30 years, when we look back at this, one of the absolute craziest things as a population we ever did was politicizing a health thing. It's mind-boggling to me now. And I do think that people down the line, when they look back at this era, will think, what were they doing? What were these people doing at that time?
But interestingly,
it is interesting to me that it is that high numbers on both ends.
Yeah. And just going back to COVID, what is interesting about that, it was highly politicized, but the lines between vaccinated and unvaccinated, they kind of, they went back and forth. They weren't clear cut red and blue. I mean, that was kind of an interesting breakdown of the different demographics getting vaccinated, when they did, when they didn't, because you have, yes, the anti-vax Republican side, but then there was also that, like, California hippie side that was unvaxxed too, and they're original anti-vaxxers, I think, even before COVID. So that was kind of a weird breakdown.
Wasn't it like the counties that most of the red counties were people less likely to get vaccinated over all the other numbers? I thought that was correct.
It varied from different areas, but at any rate, when you're looking at dating, this is, you know, what if parents would want their child dating someone. Would you date someone from the opposite political party? Like, would that be a deal breaker?
Okay, so first and foremost, I haven't been in the dating game for like 30 plus years, so I'm the wrong person to ask. I mean, I met my wife freshman year in college. We started dating sophomore year in college, and I've been out of the game since then.
Were you even thinking about politics when you were dating?
No,
oh, I mean, absolutely not. Not back then.
No, they say Gen X politics weren't even a thing.
Kevin's not that much older than me.
No, they're...
Never thought about that stuff back then.
No, it wasn't even a conversation.
Yes.
Like in the 90s, it was not a conversation.
Nope.
It was not even known. I would have never known.
Yeah.
Because you would never even have figured that out.
No.
There were, you know, I mean, maybe part of it was where I went to school, because it was just apolitical. There was nothing. We had no political rallies. We had no, like, young Republicans, young Democrats. We had none of that. We had one dude who stood in the causeway who was the hemp guy. And that was
yeah,
it.
I love
that was
the hemp
that was
guy.
The only thing. It was one dude. And yeah, he had dreads. He did.
Oh, yeah.
And it was it. That was all there. There was not a conversation. I have a 25-year-old daughter, and it's up to me. If she chooses that person, that's all I need to know.
But that is
I don't
such,
need to worry about anything else.
That is such a good point of how much we've changed and how political we've become, because I have, honest to goodness, heard high schoolers talk about
You were a goober if you were talking about politics in high school.
I would have totally made fun of a friend that would get in there like, what's
absolutely.
Wrong with you?
Like, who cares? You'd be like, what are you,
okay,
what are you, a
Alex
nerd?
P. Keaton, nice job,
geek.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, you hippie, whatever, you know, whatever. It'd be like, it was not a thing. It was not a thing for our generation at all. Not in high school, not in college, not after that. And honestly, I don't know that that became a thing like nationwide, like as big as it became until maybe
It's the last 10 years.
Sometime after 9/11. It wasn't at 9/11, but sometime afterwards is when it really started.
Well, everything's gotten really gradually. We've gotten hyper political after 9/11.
Along with all that was, you know, the advent of social media.
Well, social media, but also the networks on the extreme ends began to really take hold in this country.
Can I say this?
And become more mainstream.
Quickly, the infamous week that I was on the Hinge dating app last year, I would say half of the profiles said, don't even bother if you voted for Trump. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.